You're listening to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The internet browser Mozilla Firefox is distancing itself from Google. The smartphone company BlackBerry has withdrawn from Pakistan following a disagreement about privacy. And the German budget supermarket Lidl has bought a food delivery company. The internet browser Mozilla Firefox has announced it's distancing itself from the search engine giant Google. For the last few years, Google has paid Mozilla over $300 million in exchange for being the default search engine on the browser. The deal has come to an end, and Mozilla has announced that it's changed its default search engines to Yahoo in the US, Yandex in Russia, and Baidu in China. Google is still the default search engine for users in Europe, but Mozilla is no longer being paid by the search engine and is therefore free to change this at any time. There's speculation that the Mozilla-Google partnership came to an end because of allegations of anti-competitive practices by Google. Google is currently under investigation by the EU for unfairly prioritizing its own services over its competitors in its search results. Mozilla has said it prides itself for its unbiased approach, something that may have made it want to distance itself from Google, at least until the EU investigation has come to its conclusion. The smartphone company BlackBerry has withdrawn from Pakistan following a disagreement about privacy with the Pakistani government. The government had allegedly asked BlackBerry to provide it with unrestricted access to users' personal information, including access to emails, BBMs, and data. It had supposedly ordered all telecoms companies in the country to block BlackBerry devices by the end of November. BlackBerry pipped it to the post, however, by leaving before it could be blocked. It also announced it would be withdrawing its BlackBerry internet service from the country. A spokesperson from the company said that the principle of safeguarding user data was not one it would violate under any circumstances. The German budget supermarket Lidl has bought the food delivery company Kochsalber. Lidl hopes that the acquisition will help it to strengthen its position in the German grocery e-commerce market. Lidl already sells non-food items such as household goods, health and beauty products, gifts, wine and baby and pet products on its website, and its acquisition of Kochsalber will see it expanding into the lucrative German food market. The launch comes ahead of the widely speculated entry of competitor Amazon Fresh in the country next year. The German e-commerce market is one of the most mature in the world, with a digital buyer penetration of 82%. The amount of money spent using credit cards on e-commerce sites in Turkey has exceeded 160 billion Turkish lira over the last 4 years. Credit and debit card penetration has increased at an exponential rate in the country over recent years. Electronics, textile, and travel are the top three product categories for Turkish online shoppers. A spokesperson from Abraj Group, which has shares in the leading Turkish e-commerce site Hepsiburada, commented on the Turkish e-commerce market earlier this year, saying the online retail sector in Turkey has been growing 7 times faster than store-based retail since 2007. Yet online retail penetration in the country is still low, at approximately 1/5 of European levels. And finally, an online food delivery service has started targeting Indian railway stations. The scheme is a result of a collaboration between Foodpanda and the Indian Railways Catering and Tourism Corporation. Users will now be able to order food using the Foodpanda app or website and get it delivered to the New Delhi railway station. Foodpanda has said it intends to expand to other Indian train stations if the trial in New Delhi is successful. They will be able to pay either online or in cash when the meal is delivered. It's not the first tech venture to target the Indian railway system. Earlier this year, Google announced it would bring free high-speed Wi-Fi to 400 train stations in the country. And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.